Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, many in the farm and even the non-farm community feel the agriculture economy is not in a good place. Ag bankers are not necessarily in that camp. In attendance of this year's American Bankers Association National Ag Bankers Conference, they have an upbeat mood when it comes to the farm economy. The ABA and the Farmer Mac conducted a nationwide survey of farm bankers looking at the outlook of their customers. Jim Chesson is the chief economist for the ABA. He says the survey found that nearly 60% of bankers expect their local farmers to be profitable in 2020.
So it's a glass half full. That says, okay, it's not bad, and it's consistent with what it's been in previous years. But the flip side says there's a lot that will not be profitable next year.
He was quick to note that we're still in a farm economy downturn, with trade disputes and weather creating problems nationwide. So what makes the ag bankers optimistic?
Bankers are made to serve their community and provide the credit they need, and they know the ag economy very well. In fact, we've seen differences just with what we define as ag banks, where they really have a concentration in ag loans, versus other banks that, you know, make some farm loans but don't have the concentration, and the performance is better for the farm banks.
And for the week that ended Sunday, there were 3.5 days suitable for field work. That is according to the USDA's NAS service. Soybeans now are 94% harvested. Winter wheat condition is rated 6% very poor, 4% poor, 21% fair, and 61% good. Corn condition right now is rated 2% very poor, 12% poor, 37% fair, and 47% good. Corn was harvested in North Dakota at 43%. Sunflowers harvested right now at 60%. NAS said that this is the last weekly crop progress and condition report for 2019's growing season. The monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report offered little to excite or scare the markets on Tuesday. As the market and trade experts expected, there was little change in the monthly figures by the Department of Agriculture, with no change to corn and soybean production expectations or yields. Trade experts say it's likely that significant updates will have to wait until the January 2020 WASDE report. The projection season average farm price for corn was unchanged at $3.85 a bushel. Soybean supply and use projections for 2019-2020 are unchanged from last month, and the U.S. season average soybean price for 2019-2020 is forecasted $8.85 a bushel. That is down 15%. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.